U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has singled out China as the main overseas focus of the Biden administration in his first major speech detailing the country's foreign policy priorities.
Yeah, he called America's relationship with China the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century and one that the administration plans to manage from a position of strength.
We will manage the biggest geopolitical test of the 21st century, our relationship with China. China is the only country with the economic, diplomatic, military, and technological power to seriously challenge the stable and open international system. Our relationship with China will be competitive when it should be, collaborative when it can be, and adversarial when it must be. The common denominator is the need to engage China from a position of strength.
Those remarks come amid a hardening of views in Washington since the turbulent presidency of Donald Trump, who took a hard line on China. Under his administration, the U.S. adopted an America First approach, which emphasized isolationism. But the Biden administration wants to break away from that. Instead, it hopes to work with allies to overcome the challenges posed by China.
Besides China, Mr. Blinken set out seven other foreign policy priorities. They include working with other countries to avoid another global pandemic, climate change, and promoting democracy abroad.
Well, watching Blinken's speech from Washington, D.C. is Simon Marks, and he joins us now live. You know, Simon, the Biden administration has indicated a desire to unite with allies to overpower China, but really that's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, much easier said than done, Teresa. And I think that that is the distinction, based on what we heard here today, between President Biden's foreign policy towards Beijing and Donald Trump's foreign policy towards Beijing. Because if you listen to those words that we just heard articulated by Secretary of State Blinken, they could equally have been articulated by Secretary of State Pompeo. There's no great difference in the rhetoric that's being used. It is this talk about reaching out to partners and allies around the world and essentially confronting China with the United States speaking on behalf of a group of democracies that is the change in all of this. The Trump administration took a much more pugnacious approach, particularly when it came to the country's partners in Europe. And we saw that isolationism was absolutely a path that they were willing to take. That's not the way in which the Biden administration wants to approach all of this.
And Simon, you're shifting gears now to that investigation launched by the International Criminal Court into alleged war crimes in the Palestinian territories. And the U.S. has responded to this. Tell us more.
Yeah, and this is another area where you can see very little daylight in foreign policy terms on this particular issue between the Biden presidency and the Trump presidency. Once news of that action by the International Criminal Court came in, a State Department spokesman said, "We firmly oppose and are disappointed by the ICC prosecutor's announcement of an investigation into the Palestinian situation." Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he viewed the decision by the ICC to dig into that investigation as placing the state of Israel under attack. And so the United States, in time-honored fashion, absolutely responded and rallied in defense of Israel and pushing back at the ICC, which, of course, is an organization, a body, a world body that the Trump presidency was very hostile to as well. So, again, no indication that on that particular issue there's going to be any major shift in U.S. foreign policy.
All right, Simon, thank you very much. That was Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.